Nous sommes dans tout le secteur de Tenzawaten.
The spokesman for Mali's army, Colonel Abdoulaye Koulibaly, says the military has taken control of the entire area of Tenzawatine, a remote town near Mali's border with Algeria. He also says the rebels have released a hostage. The Tuareg fighters, led by Ibrahim Bahanga, kidnapped dozens of soldiers and government officials during an August raid. An initial group of 7 hostages was released last week in an effort, according to the rebels, to demonstrate their commitment to peace.
Nous, notre mission, c'est de ravitailler nos forces, mais en même temps, c'est de procéder au déminage.
Koulibaly says the army is working to remove landmines planted by the rebels in Tenzawatine. He says the local population is paralyzed out of fear of stepping on a deadly mine. The Tuareg waged a series of attacks against the National Army in Mali's isolated northeast desert region at the end of August and into September. The campaign threatened to reignite a long-standing conflict between the Tuareg minority and the state. Mali's Tuaregs say they are politically and economically marginalized by the darker-skinned people of the south. David Zumenu is an Africa specialist at the Pretoria-based South African Institute for Security Studies. He says relative calm has returned to the region in the last week because both sides want peace.
The rebels have already decided to end the hostilities and to enter into discussion with the government to find a domestic solution to the crisis.
But he says the government has still not fulfilled many of the promises made in a 2006 peace deal, which pledged increased development for the Tuareg-dominated north.
If the government of Mali do not seek domestic solution to the problem, it will be very difficult for them to resolve that conflict.
As part of his bid to mediate peace with the Tuareg, Mali's president Amadou Toumani Touré has promised to distribute a $2 million fund aimed at development in the north. A Tuareg rebellion in neighboring Niger, which has killed more than 40 soldiers, is ongoing. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.